Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Molly and Hall, we love our opportunity to talk to Ozzy every week. Good morning, Ozzy. How
morning,
are you?
Ozzy.
Good morning, guys. What's going on? Very excited. Very good baseball, good divisions. A lot of great stuff happening right now in baseball.
Yeah, it's...
I know my man Alex Orozco back in Bristol is just dying right now because the Cubs lost.
Well, we got guys here that are standing on the ledge, and now they have to go to Washington, and they tried to move that game. It's 30 days in a row they'll be reporting to the ballpark, and you know, you talk about teams getting tired, and after the first play. Watching it on the national broadcast after the first play, Rick Sutcliffe was saying that, I guess it was the third play, Albert Elmora, that he was basically saying that Joe's worried about his guys being tired, and that was just a tired play, that he committed the error. It ended up not costing them, but that was his take on it. Do you buy this idea? I mean, how tiring is it? How, you know, people always are, hey, these guys travel well and all that, but you know, it's unusual that you'd go 30 days at the ballpark.
Well, it's kind of hard, especially for them. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, they need to get them more rest because what they are, how they're playing right now, what they try to get. But that, you know, that more ground balls, I think Rick Sutcliffe was a little bit overrated saying that. You know, he's one of the best outfield in the game. This kid is just tremendous. When you're on the field, that thing's going to happen. Is they tired? Of course. I think more mentally than physically. You know what I mean? They have a very young talent. I think Sobre is the one right now. I think he's the oldest one. He's playing better, playing good. I think right now, you know, they don't need day off. They need Hayward to get back in the lineup or Morton to pitch. But it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough schedule. There's no doubt about it. Especially when you play day game, back-to-back day games, it's not easy to do it. But the way I think Joe played those guys, you know, they get the day off, they put somebody out, they move around the field, people around the field. I think that helped. I think that helped a lot.
Well, that's the idea, right? I mean, that's why Joe moves some people around so often, because so they can be fresh for this stretch, not tired at this stretch. Ozzy, what did you make of the way the Major League Baseball handled the situation with the Cubs, postponing the game until today, but waiting as long as they did to kind of keep everybody abreast and declining the Cubs' request to play that game October 1st?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard because, you know, Major League Baseball, it was started this. I don't think they just make that thing up just like, okay, we got to do this just because. No, I think they started what the best from the league, best from the playoff, best for everybody in baseball. Obviously, it was unfair for the Cubs to do that. But in the meanwhile, you know, I mean, they have to do stuff for the league, not just for one team. And if you are a Cubs fan or Cubs, part of the Cubs people, you'll be all being like question the league why they make that decision. But in the meanwhile, I think we have to think about baseball overall. It's not easy. I think Major League Baseball don't have any. You know, I mean, not anything to do with the weather. You know, I mean, so a lot of people have to worry about more the weather than the Major League Baseball. And well, thank God, I think is they got to play the game and they got to face something better than the weather right now. It's one of the best pitchers in the game, but it's kind of hard because you can go either way. You can say why the league doing this, or say, well, the league should do that. And I think they was thinking about it to make that decision.
Ozzy, we know that Jose Abreu needs, what, like three home runs to be the ninth player in MLB history to open their career with 25 homers in each of the first five seasons. You know, look, they're playing out the string of games. He has something to play for. At what point in the season is it okay to sort of abandon team goals and start concentrating on what you need? Is there ever a point where that's okay? And you know, guys have goals, sometimes they're different from the team. I don't think him hitting home runs is different than what the team wants to do, which is win. But at some point, it becomes about the individual, right?
Well, you know, unfortunately, this game is an individual game where you put everything together and everybody do the individual work together, come as a team. when the people move the guy over, that's part of the game. That's the bit. Oh, he's a good teammate. No, that's his job. But in the meanwhile, when you sit on the plate, you sit by yourself. When you're pitching, you're pitching by yourself. This individual sport, and when everybody put it together, it's a team. I think, you know what I do with him right now? I lead off him right now. Make sure he got 5-6 at bat every night. Make sure he get it. I do.
Right.
Lead off hitter, you know, the way baseball done, I put right. in lead off hitter. I don't care what the team going to do. I just worry about him. Hopefully he can get what he want to get. And, you know, it's funny because you don't know. You know, you never want to give up. You know, especially when you're manager and you have pride and you worry about your reputation and you worry about your team and you care about winning and lose. You play all the way to the end. That's no doubt about it. But right now, the way the White Sox going right now, I think right now Abreu deserve to give him the chance and the opportunity to do that. And I think the best thing the managers can do is just put him in the leadoff hitter and get the minutes as bad as he can, and hopefully can make it.
By the same token, Ozzy, is it important or does it matter if the White Sox avoid a 100-loss season? Do you think that is something that they even have discussed? And I know that you become sort of in the midst of the season and you don't look at these things, but is that important to the Sox to avoid that?
Well, it should. It should be because, this, you know, I mean, all of a sudden when you look in 2017, you look at 3 digits in your last column. That's embarrassing. That's sad. That's, it can come a lot of, you know, a lot of things come to your mind. But in the meanwhile, I don't think you would have lost 100 games having Abreu lead it off. I think they lost 100 games because, you know, they're not playing well. The time they got, a couple guys got hurt. The time they know was good enough to lose less than 100. A lot of people say, well, you know what? What's the difference between 99 and 100? Well, that's a 3 digits within 2 digits. That's the same way to hit 299 than 300. Same way to hit 39 home run, now 40s. In baseball, one number means a lot. And I don't think the White Sox are going to lose hundreds. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to make it to the 3 digits. I think they, with the schedule they have, you know what I mean, I think they're not going to make it. But in the meanwhile, I always looking how many games you was under 500. Or over 500. I think that's the way to look at a baseball. Some team in different division, they playing well, good baseball. They're not gonna even make it. That's you in or you out. That's what is more important for me. Or you win or you lose. Who cares? You win 100 games, or you lose 100 games, you finish second. You know what I mean? That's the way it is.
They're 56-89, and so they have 17 games left. So they have to basically, you know,
7-10.
Yeah,
they play 500 games. I think they should. Well, a couple guys got hurt. It's going to be pretty interesting. Well, everybody had to play hard and play better. Hopefully, they don't make it to the, you know, to handle their loss. I think I know we'll be part of that. But you know what's funny? I remember right now, Sparky Anderson lost 100 games with Detroit Tigers once. He's one of the best managers in the game. A few good managers lost 100 games and they still make the Hall of Fame.
Did you just say Ricky's going to the Hall of Fame? No, I see it.
Hey, listen, hold on. I'm not I love Hawk. I love King Harrison, but I'm not going that way. Wait a minute. Maybe depending what kind of Hall of Fame you want. You say Hall of Fame Cooperstown?
Yeah.
Because I'm like 5 Hall of Fame. I'm never going to be in Cooperstown.
What do you do with Abreu and Avi Garcia next year? I mean, you know, I think everybody... The Kopech injury, Ozzy, seemed to be an unbelievable gut shot to the Sox. They lost 7 in a row. I know he was part of that, but it just seemed like they lost more than that. They were just down. They finally ended that last night, and I think 8 in a row is the longest losing streak of the season, so they avoided that. But it's just feels different. It just feels like, oh, God. And now you got Abreu and Avi are both under contract for next year. You know, are those deals you make during the year? Do you see where you're at? Do you move them in the off season? Does it change anything knowing that, you know, you thought maybe you'd have a professional rotation? Now you're down a couple spots. I don't know. How do you approach it?
You know, it's funny because we kind of weird because 2 weeks ago, last week, before this kid got hurt,
yeah,
we said, like, wow, look in the White Sox starting rotation.
Yes.
Well, they minus one. They still have you know, four guys out there, because we talk about, look at this guy in 2019. Look at what they're going to have. Well, you take Kopech out, I think they have a few people in the minor league can cover that up. But you cannot think about one guy you heard, everybody can step it up. In Javi and Abreu's situation, I'm pretty sure Javi's not going to be back with the White Sox, because they got to bring Jimenez up. I think Javi's not going to be there. Abreu is kind of hard, because it depends how much money you want to have, how many years you're going to sign for. If I got to pick between those two guys, I will pick Abreu, because it's the best for the ball club, even a huge Garcia's fan. But I think Abreu, you're going to bring more to the organization than Javi and than Garcia. I think I don't know who they're going to sign. I don't know why they're not trading Abreu this year.
Right.
And they got to, well, you know, I mean, they want to get rid of him, or they're not going to say him back. They should trade him in this year. But it's a kind of hard situation, because you know, you cannot take it with your heart. You got to take it with your brain. When you take it with your heart, you sign both. When you take it with the brains and be smart about it, it's kind of hard to sign both.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Ozzie.
All right, guys. Take care.
Have a great day.
That is Ozzie Guillen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.